We are so glad you are here to celebrate with us the resurrection of Jesus. And in this case, if this is new or unfamiliar to you, that's what Easter is all about. That after his death on a cross on Friday, on the third day on Sunday morning, Jesus rose from the dead, appearing to his disciples and at least 500 others. And that resurrection event, which is a historically verifiable event, made all the difference and proved that Jesus was different, that he was in fact God in the flesh. And therefore, everything that he said and did was true. And that begs the question, what will be then our response to his resurrection? And so we're going to invite you this morning with the help of some music to consider our theme this year, that he is different. Even before Jesus' death and resurrection, the disciples were beginning to realize that he was different. One such story comes in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 4, and it says that that day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd along, they took him along in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." So on this Resurrection Sunday, I want to share with you the good news that Jesus is different, and particularly through this story, two ways that he is different. And the first is that Jesus is different because he cares in the chaos. We learn in verse 37 that a furious squall came up and the waves and waters are coming over the boat to the point where it's apparently going to sink. And here's Jesus just sleeping away in the stern. And the disciples come and say, "Hey, Jesus, don't you care if we drown?" Right here in the chaos of the storm. And perhaps, you know, in your life, you feel like you're out on a boat in the dark waters. And the waves of life are overtaking the boat, and you feel like you're going to drown. And often what we do when these unexpected storms or chaos of life rise up is we try to calm the chaos ourselves. We say, you know, "I will right this ship by myself. I'll fix it on my own." And as the waves start coming over the boat, we look to anything but Jesus for help. We say, "Well, if I just make a little more money, I can build a bigger, stronger boat that will keep me safe." Or we say, "I'll just work harder. I'll grab some buckets and start emptying water out of the boats." Or we just give up and we jump ship and say, "I'm going to try to escape the storm, leave it all behind." And we abandon our life and those in the boats. And all of these things maybe keep us afloat for a while, but they don't solve the problem of calming the chaotic storm around us or inside of us, because we don't actually have the power to do that. And so the chaos, whether external or internal, never goes away because we're not addressing the problem of the storm. The Bible calls this misplaced trust in and focus on other things, sin. And ultimately, it's our pride that says, "I can figure this out on my own," rather than looking to Jesus to calm the chaos and bring rest to our wearied souls. And the chaos itself is often caused by our sin, the things we've done and left undone, the decisions we've made, the way we've treated others, the way we've chosen to live our lives. And in the sin and chaos of our lives, Jesus says, "Let me take that for you and from you." and replace it with my rest. I can calm the chaos of your life if you'll let me. You maybe came in this morning overwhelmed by anxieties and fears about the world, the storms around you, and you're worried, you're losing sleep, your mental state is chaos, and it seems like the waves never stop crashing and filling up your boat. You're exhausted. And Jesus says, why are you so afraid? I am here to care for you in the chaos because I am different. And so if you're weary and distressed this morning, been trying to calm the storm or empty the waters from the boat on your own, our prayer is that you would hear the call of Jesus to find relief and rest, to allow him to speak over the chaos of your life the words, quiet, be still. So allow this song to help you to do that.
Welcome, welcome, sinner here. Hang not back in shame or fear. Doubt not nor distrust the call. Mercy is proclaimed to all. Welcome to the offered peace. Welcome, prisoner, to release. Burst thy bonds, be saved, be free. Rise and come, he calleth thee. Welcome, weeping penitent. Grace has made thy heart relent.
So Jesus cares in the chaos. He welcomes all who call out to him for peace and gives freedom from the storm, relief and rest for the weary and distressed. But where does that leave us both now and going forwards? The all-important truth and part of the message of Easter is not just that he cares in the chaos, but Jesus conquers the chaos. And that's the second way that he's different. He's not just a nice guy who comes alongside us in the storm, although that's true, but he has the power to command the storm and the wind and the waves to stop. And that's what amazes the disciples and causes them to say, "Who is this?" In other words, this guy is different. He has the power and authority to change things, make things different. There's some parallels with this story and the death and resurrection of Jesus. See, the cross is only half of the story. That shows us that Jesus is with us in our suffering, cares for us in our sin and pain, and takes it upon himself, but it doesn't stop there. He doesn't just enter the darkness of our sin or storm. What the resurrection from the grave tells us is that he conquers our sin and the darkness. Just as he rises from his sleep to calm the storm, so he rises from the dead to conquer death. And that's what makes him different. Only God could conquer the storm. He can calm the waves and the water because he made the waves and the water. And just like in the story, Jesus rescues the disciples from death, and he takes the boat to the other side, so he does with us. Because he is the only one who has defeated and conquered death, he is the only one who can pass us from death to the other side and to life. And if he can conquer death, then he can conquer the chaos and circumstances that you're facing. And one day he fully will when he comes again. And maybe you're thinking, but how can Jesus understand my chaos and circumstances? Well, that's what makes our God so different. See, by coming to the earth as a human being, he is a God who understands the chaos caused by sin. And that makes all the difference. I promise you, he is different. No matter what has caused the chaos in your life, he knows it and has conquered it. Are you lonely? Feel abandoned, let down, and forsaken? Well, that was Jesus' life, deserted and betrayed by his friends when he needed them most. Have you been wrongfully accused and people told lies about you? Well, Jesus knows just what that's like. Have you been mocked and teased, had insults or awful words hurled at you? Well, they mocked and hurled insults at Jesus on the cross. Have you been violated, humiliated, suffered violence or abuse, robbing you of your dignity? Jesus was wounded, stripped of his clothes, and therefore his dignity, humiliated on the cross. Have you been the violator, a criminal? Well, he died a criminal's death among other criminals so that you might be forgiven. Do you feel like you don't belong, like you don't have a place to call home? Well, Jesus lived that too. Jesus is so different. And no one, not even you, are outside of his reach or his care or his power. Whether you've been hurt or caused the hurt, he is here if you will call out to him. Whatever demons you're wrestling with, it's time to let Jesus say to them, "Quiet, be still." And I don't know what you've been told or think about Jesus. Maybe you think of him as distant, perhaps strict and angry or no fun. Maybe people you know who claim to follow him have mistreated you or others, and I'm sorry. But know that Jesus is not like that. And so we hope this song helps you to cry out to Jesus and experience that he truly is different than anything you have ever known.
I know that you've never known home. You've never even been known. Or at least that's how you feel, and I understand it. You know that you've done something wrong, and well, I don't need to know. Whatever it is, you're never too far gone. You don't need to run away. Kick out those demons, show them where the door is, and you don't need to do it all on your own. I'm here if you need a hand to hold. Just cry out to Jesus. I promise he's different than anything you've ever known. If you feel alone, he's waiting, he loves you so. I know what it's like to be abused. I can relate, I've been there too. So if you need someone to sit with you, I'm here, I got you. You wanna hear, cause it hurts right now. But if you just reach your hand out, he's faithful, he won't let you down. You don't need to run away anymore. No need to hide away from the Lord. Just kick out those demons, yeah. Show them where the door. He's different than anything you've ever known, and any house that ain't a home, anything you've ever tried, and anyone who's ever lied, anything you've ever felt, and every time you've been through hell, every single year-long night, every single tear you've cried. In your bathroom, on the floor, he's with you, he loves you, you don't need all on your own. I'm here, you need a hand to hold. Just cry out to Jesus. I promise he's different than anything you've ever known. If you're looking for home, he's waiting, he loves you so.
I want to take a moment now, if you will, to bow our heads and close our eyes. I realize all of this might be new for some. You never knew Jesus was so different. You've never felt what you're feeling this morning, the love of God washing over you. And it's so important that you don't miss this moment to respond and take the next steps. Perhaps you're here this morning and you've been trying to calm and conquer all the storms and sins of your life on your own. But now you know you can do something different because he's different. Jesus is everything we want to be, but also everything we are not. And so there's only one response, and that is to throw ourselves completely upon him and his mercy, to put our faith in his life and not our own. And one way we do that is to say, Jesus, I want to follow you. One of Jesus' most repeated phrases is just that, follow me. and you don't have to have it all figured out, but are you willing to start on that journey of faith today, of living for Jesus and his kingdom? Today can be the day you say, I acknowledge that Jesus is different. He not only calms the chaos, but he has conquered the chaos of sin and death. And so in a moment, I'm going to ask if you want to make that decision, because at some point you have to say, I am following Jesus, to start somewhere. And this is just a sign, not for any other reason except that it's important to acknowledge outwardly what is happening to us inwardly. That's what baptism is all about, that you saw earlier. It helps make it more real to us, cement this moment in our life. So if you'd like to do that in a second, I'm going to ask you to lift up your hand. It's not to me, but to God. No one is saying some gesture is required to receive God's free gift of forgiveness. It's nothing magical. There's not pressure to do so. It's just that I know it might help you mark this as a milestone day in your life, and we'd like to celebrate that with you. It's the sign that you are reaching out to God this morning. And maybe you did this once, but since then you've lost your way. But right now, if you're saying, I want to believe in the Easter message that Jesus has conquered the chaos of death and sin for my life, then would you just lift your hand to heaven right now? We are all here to cheer for you, to support you, to come alongside you. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your faith. You can put your hands down. If you made that direct declaration to put your hope and faith in Jesus, then welcome to the forever family of God. Let's welcome these folks into the family of God.